Welcome to Long Live the Music, a podcast from It's All Dead, made by music fans for music fans. I'm Kyle Hawk.
Welcome to Long Live the Music. We are back again. It's Kyle Hawk, editor-in-chief at itsalldead.com, joined by my good pal, my good buddy, It's All Deadian, Nadia Alves. What's up?
Hi, how's it going?
We said we were going to get on a roll here, and I think with this, we are officially on a roll. Is that right?
I think so. What are we doing in 2 weeks is the question, because we don't have an idea for that.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. And today, though, you know, there's been a long tradition on this podcast, even before it was called Long Live the Music and before Nadia joined the fold, that we would do brackets of different things. We did a Kanye West bracket at one point. Richard Clark was on for a Carly Rae Jepsen bracket. I think there's been a few others, but it's that time of year, Nadia. Brackets are a thing. I've got a basketball game up on a TV right now in the room I'm sitting in. You're not a basketball fan, right?
Actually, my younger sisters played basketball this year, like junior basketball, and I've really quite enjoyed it. I went to every game, lost my voice for like 2 weeks in a row.
Oh.
It was good stuff. It was good stuff. I think I get it.
Well, that's great. But I also, as we were prepping for this, you said this is the first time you've ever filled out a bracket.
Officially, yes. I don't think that I've ever done it in a way that, like, what's the word? Like, I've never filled out a bracket for the sake of the bracket, you know? But I have done, I've done a narrowing down of things before.
Yeah. Well, it's one of the, Yeah, because of like online on the internet, there's brackets.
Yeah, it's very cash.
And there were a lot of them. And we talked about like, hey, what kind of bracket do we want to do? Do we want to pull one that, you know, other people have already made? Do we make one up ourselves? And I last night finally just sat down and cranked it out. My original idea was to do a Fueled by Ramen bracket where we do a bracket of like all the great Fueled by Ramen albums. And at the last minute, I made a change. Because of you, Nadia, because I, you know, you're a friend and I care. And we're doing a Spirit Box bracket. I spent a lot of time on it. I was so excited. I sent it to you. And let me pull up my phone here so I can give the exact reaction that you had in the moment. Because I was looking forward to you being like, oh my gosh, this is so cool. I'm so excited. And your literal next text was, do you hate me? No. But why was this so stressful?
Because I'm literally obsessed with Spirit Box. And I think, you know, I'm more obsessed with them than you are.
Fun.
Right.
No,
and they're like my children. Like, these songs are like my children, and now I had to choose, and it was very difficult. I have no stake in any kind of production. These are not my children. These are Courtney's children.
You do not get to claim that you are a bigger Spirit Box fan. Boy/girl than me. That's not
why. Just because I haven't seen them live, not all of us can be
no
cool
because
like
I spent like a whole year trying to get you into them, and then finally
that's
one
true.
Day you were just randomly like, oh yeah, I'm into Spirit Box. I'm like, what? Anyway, there's
way
a bracket.
Call me out.
Yeah, well, you asked for it. I think I made a bracket of Spirit Box songs, and we're going to talk a little bit about how this was all put together. I would encourage you, if you're listening to this podcast, to go to itsalldead.com right now, because we've got this bracket on the website. You can look at it, you can fill it out, and follow along with us as we do it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But before we get into it, let's go back in time. Let's talk a little bit about how we found our way into Spirit Box. I know for me, they were a buzz band there for a while before they'd even put out an album. It was just kind of like people were talking about them, right? And they were going to be, they'd been picked up as a sport on the Under Oath tour. And finally, one day, it was probably in, it must have been 2021. Yeah, it had to be. Or was it 2020? Now I can't remember. But I was just like, I'm going to check them out, put them up on Spotify, start playing the first track, Holy Roller. And I was like, holy shit, just like I'm sure is the story of a lot of people. And the lead up to their debut, Eternal Blue, was just a moment. It felt like everybody was so excited. They'd released a lot of singles leading up to it. And since then, they've kind of exploded. And it's been really fun to watch their ascent, watch the kind of tour opportunities they're getting, the festivals they're playing. They're a bona fide, legit, big time metal band. And it's super cool to see it from afar. Nadia, so like I was alluding to, you kind of just like dropped it on me one day that you were into them, but what was it that finally made you dive in and what hooked you about them?
I have a terrible memory. So, I don't know. One day I just like, I saw the light, you know, like I heard in the back of my head, Kyle was saying, Nadia, listen to Spirit Box. And finally it was like the sleeper agent activated in my head. And there I was, the largest fan of Spirit Box that has ever fanned.
The second largest.
Spirit Box.
Yeah.
No, largest.
You know, it's funny. I've always had this problem of like when I get really into something, I like want to tell everybody about how awesome it is to the point that people are like, actually, I don't want to listen to that because you're just laying it on too thick. And I think that happened with me and Spirit Box, and not just you, but several others. I was like, I've tried to dial it back, and maybe that helped a little bit, but I'm excited for this bracket. And the reason I was excited is because it kind of worked out. So unlike the NCAA tournament, this is not a 64 team bracket. We've narrowed it down to 32, and it's almost a perfect fit for Spirit Box songs. So what I've done is I've broken it up into four quadrants. All right. So there's the singles, which is basically like talking about songs that have been obviously released as singles. Like you can find a music video for them. They're going to fall into this category. Below that, we've got EPs. So this is basically pulling from Rotoscope and last year's The Fear of Fear EP. Then over on the other side, we've got Eternal Blue, which is basically all the songs from Eternal Blue that technically weren't singles. Although I think one or two of these actually was a single, but whatever, we needed to make the bracket work. And then finally, old songs. So this constitutes both the singles collection that was released prior to their debut and also the very first Spirit Box EP, the self-titled that came out in 2017. Now, what I'll say about this is if you were a longtime fan of this band, like I'm talking about, you're going back further than us. If you were down with Spirit Box in 2017, you're probably going to be disappointed because I basically just pulled the three Mara Effect part 1, 2, 3 from that EP and then tossed it in with the singles collections. And I got to say, I know I'm not an OG like that. I've never been able to go back and get into that first EP. So I kind of, you know, gave it something had to get the short end of the stick here. We had to like cut something off. And so that's kind of what I did. So if you're a fan of that first EP, I'm sorry to bum you out. Share your grievances on Twitter or in the comment section on our website. But yeah, that's kind of how it went down. So Nadia, I don't know about you. I don't know how far back you've gone with them, like into the really old original stuff. But hopefully you weren't bummed out by seeing that, you know, some of those didn't make the cut for this bracket.
No. And actually, I guess I'll talk about one of them when we get there. But I feel like you actually should have put a different one in there rather than one of the Maras. But I don't like the Maras 1, 2, 3. I don't love them.
What should I put in?
I feel like you should have switched out one of them for The Beauty of Suffering.
Okay. I mean, that's fair.
That's all I have.
So literally what I did is I went to setlist.fm, a site that I go to frequently when I'm missing out on tours. I want to see what songs are being played. And I look back to see like what are the most played songs that this band has from that EP. And it's literally the Mara. Well, the Mara Effect Part 3 is far and away the most played song from that EP. And then next it's those other two songs. So I was like, let's just do that. Now it may be a thing where like their really early shows aren't documented there, so we wouldn't even have a count on some of those early songs, but whatever the case, that's what I did. And spoiler alert, none of them made it past the first round. So for me. So before we dive in here, Nadia, what I would like us both to do is I would like us to silently, either on a notepad or just in your mind, guess which song that the other person picked to win this bracket. And we're not going to say it out loud to the end. We'll find out how well we know each other, but I'm going to pick in my mind what I think is the song that you picked, which I have done. And I hope you have done the same now. And then we'll see what happens. I was also thinking as we were filling this out that it would have also been interesting to fill the bracket out as if I was picking for you. Like if I was filling out this bracket the way I thought you would fill it out and vice versa, I think that could have been really interesting as well. But I didn't
printed
do that.
5 blank copies because I was afraid of what I would do to myself and what I would need to cross off. So actually, I could technically do that. If I really wanted to, I could do a Kyle bracket. And for the listeners at home, Jeremiah filled one out purely based on vibes, not being a Spirit Box fan. And it's a good bracket. I want him to be recognized. All right. Game recognized game for Jeremiah's completely vibe based Spirit Box bracket. Spirit bracket, if you will.
I was very surprised when I saw that.
Right.
It was pretty good. And
he went up to his office to fill it out because he didn't want me over his shoulder, because that's how seriously he took it.
So just to clarify really quickly, because something happened right before we jumped on to podcast. I was originally going to do a bracket of Fueled by Ramen albums. And I don't know why, I just hadn't seen one of those. And I was like, man, it's such an era in the scene and such a, you know, like so many seminal bands to like what we talk about. And I had it all set and ready to go. And at the end, you know, again, kind of called the Audible and Dead Spirit Box. But right before I came in, I saw this video on social media because I think it was Friday, maybe Fall Out Boy played a sold out show at Madison Square Garden, and they brought William Beckett from the Academy Is out on stage, and they played Slow Down, an Academy Is song, at the Fall Out Boy show. And I was like, gosh, that's so freaking cool. And then I was like, man, I really should have done, maybe we should have done Fueled by Ramen. But you know what? It's not to say that we can't do it in the future. So we'll,
you know, in 2 weeks, Fueled by Ramen bracket.
It might happen that way. All right, let's do this. Enough chat. Let's dig into it. And what we're going to do is we're going to go quadrant by quadrant, talk through, you know, first, second, third rounds, get ourselves down to the final four, and then approach it that way. And you know what? Let's rip the Band-Aid and start with the old songs quadrant. I think that's the best way to do it.
Smart.
So what I've done here is I did seed the songs. So there's each quadrant has a 1 seed, a 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 seed. So if it's a 1 seed, basically I was using my best judgment, I guess, to try to like figure out like, okay, if the general Spirit Box populace was, you know, if everybody voted on what the best songs were in each of these quadrants, what would it come out as? I may have gotten it totally wrong, and I'm sure we'll hear it from Spirit Box fans if you go to our website and look at the bracket. But I tried to like kind of do it like that. Although I realize I've got one that I know I screwed up, and we'll get to that when we get there. But we'll start with the old songs bracket, and I'm just going to go through the first round. This will probably be the quickest one because I feel like we'll have the least to say. But I went into this portion of it kind of knowing what song was going to come out on the other side. But for the first round, I picked the 1 seed Belcara defeated the Mara Effect Part 1. Then the first upset of the night, perennial 5 seed upset number 4, Electric Cross, to advance to the second round. I then picked Trust Fall over the Mara Effect Part 3 and Bleach Bath over the Mara Effect Part 2. And Nadia, I'm guessing we had 3 of those that were exactly the same and potentially 4. So what did you have?
Wow, you would be correct about that. So in the first bracket, I put Mara number 1. I feel like that would have, I almost want them to Taylor's version it. Like I almost want them to re-record it now. And I just feel like it would be a banger. I just feel like lyrically it's one of the stronger ones on the like initial EP. And I would like them to re-record it. I think it would be fun. I don't want them to change too much. I just think production value could really like use an upgrade here. Because I think it's a good track. I still kind of like it.
So you picked the Mara Effect Part 1 over Belcara.
Part 1. Yes.
Wow. Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Shocking. I know.
Yeah.
And then the other 3 are the same.
Okay.
Electric Cross, Trust Fall, and Bleach Bath.
Electric Cross is the only one of the singles collection that I don't really like, and I don't know if I can explain it, but it's just kind of meh to me. So in the second round there, I've got Belcara advancing over Perennial, which is actually really hard. I went back and forth on that one a lot. And then I have Trust Fall over Bleach Bath, which was also kind of hard. So once we get to the four, what I think are the 4 best songs from the singles collection, I actually had a tough time. But I ended up going Belcara and Trustfall to the Elite Eight. And then I'll go ahead and I guess spill the beans here. Trustfall advances for me into the final four. And I don't know why. There's times where it's not like a perfect song, and there's parts of the song that are kind of like not great and don't really work as well. But the harmonies that Courtney does are just like so infectious and like creepy and cool. It's like one of the early songs of theirs where you can start to see like they were about to do some really unique, cool stuff. So that's why out of that group, that's the one that stands out to me.
All right. And so I'm about the same. So Mara 1 went against Electric Cross, and I chose Electric Cross. I just think that's fun. I hadn't listened to that one very often. Again, I don't listen to their old stuff a lot, but I think I'm going to go back to that second EP a little bit more now. And then obviously Trust Fall and Bleach Bath went against each other as well. So between Electric Cross and Trust Fall, I also chose Trust Fall.
All right. So there we go. We've got our first member of the Final Four. It's the same for both of us, Trust Fall. Where do we go next here? Should we just move up and do Eternal Blue? I think that's the right move. No,
go with the vibes.
All right, let's do it. So in the Eternal Blue quadrant of the bracket, I have the title track. Eternal Blue is the one seed going against the eight seed, We Live in a Strange World, because upon my first listen to that album and every subsequent listen of that album since, I think Eternal Blue is pretty damn close to being a perfect album. But We Live in a Strange World is just strange. It's a weird song. I don't feel like it totally fits, and I've never really been able to get into it. So this one was pretty easy for me. Eternal Blue advances. The 4 and 5 seed, I've got Constance, which is the one I was saying was also a single, but there just wasn't room for it over on the single side of the bracket. That one went against Halcyon, and I advanced Halcyon because that song is a fucking ripper. And just the way it closes out, it's just like, man, it's so heavy. It's such a vibe. And I think it's an underrated song of theirs. Then I've got the 3 seed Yellow Jackets going up against 6 seed The Summit. Another upset pick. And The Summit is a song I never hear people talk about, but I've always loved that song. It is like, it's really, really good. And it's like not, I think one of the reasons it doesn't get talked about a lot is because it's not like a heavy, it's not a metal song at all. And so in a lot of ways, like if you're into like the heavier side of Spirit Box, it's just not, it doesn't fall under that category, but it is a great song. So I've got that advancing over Yellow Jackets. And then finally, I have the 2 seed Sun Killer advancing over Silk in the Strings. What do you got?
What if I told you it's exactly the same?
Whoa.
I know.
This is weird now because we're basically just picking the exact same.
I know. It's because we're both very big fans of Spirit Box. We know what we want. Okay.
So, we've never talked about The Summit. Tell me about The Summit.
What?
Yeah, we've never talked about it.
No, we definitely have.
Oh.
That song is so good. That song is so good. I think I tweeted about it once. All right. Because the Venom does keep me alive.
Yeah.
Right. It does. All right.
I know.
It's good. And I can't believe that we have the same one. I'm really shocked by that. I kind of thought you were going to pick Constance. I don't know why. I don't know what makes me put you in a Constance.
I thought you were going to pick Constance. So take that for what you will.
All right. Here we are.
A lot of people love that song, and it's definitely one of their softer songs.
No, there's nothing wrong.
It is good. Push come to shove. There's just other better ones in Halcyon. Right? It's just a tough matchup.
Yes.
Okay, so second round, I have Eternal Blue advancing over Halcyon. It's a tough call. I really like both of those songs, but at the end of the day, Eternal Blue advances, and I'll talk more about that in a moment. And then another upset, The Summit, the 6 seed, it's making a run here. It advances over Sun Killer, and that's another one where you could probably talk me into Sun Killer, but I had to do it. Summit had to advance.
Okay, now we have changed.
Ooh.
So Eternal Blue wins over Halcyon for me. I just love Eternal Blue. We can talk about that after if you want. That's like one of those tracks that has always stuck out to me from them. Even though I kind of listen to their discography as a whole, I don't feel like I go back to Eternal Blue as an album, but I listen to the songs all the time. And then in The Summit versus Sun Killer, I picked Sun Killer. But now I'm thinking I should have picked The Summit. Now I don't know. And this is why it took me an hour and a half to do this.
I mean, it's a tough call. Sun Killer is a really good song. It's a great album opener. And if you're just talking about like what songs are like the most Spirit Box type songs, Sun Killer is more of a Spirit Box song than The Summit is. So like, I get why it would advance, and it's really fucking cool. So you've got Eternal Blue against Sunkiller. I've got Eternal Blue against the Summit. And as much as I've talked about how much I love the Summit, Eternal Blue advances to the Final Four for me. And it's funny because the song Eternal Blue wasn't really, I mean, it was fine. I wasn't like, you know, it wasn't one of my favorite Spirit Box tracks. And then I saw them live and it gets to that end portion and the stage goes dark and there's just a spotlight on Mike and he's playing that guitar part towards the end. And it's just like, it just kind of like took over the place. Like everybody was just watching Mike and just entranced as he's like playing that riff. And it was so cool. It's like one of the, honestly, like one of the, it was the coolest moment of the night and one of my favorite concert memories. And I was just like, holy shit, this song is incredible. Like it took me seeing that happen and just watching him in the spotlight, like playing that guitar outro where I was like, yeah, that song fucking rocks. And like literally because of that, that it ends up in my Final Four.
I'm going to go with Eternal Blue versus Sunkiller here. And then yes, we're the same again. So it's Eternal Blue. I think that we've talked about Eternal Blue like personally before. I think when I was first getting into them, I had kind of taken a listen to a bunch of their tracks kind of randomly. And I texted you and I said, yo, Eternal Blue rips, dude. Like this is like, I don't know why Eternal Blue sticks with me. I think about that song all the time. And yeah, and so you told me about when you saw them live, you were like, you didn't fully appreciate it until then. And I just want to say that makes me like a better fan because I didn't need to see them live to have Eternal Blue be like the number one. Like, I don't know.
Well, I will say this band has a thing with color. So if you're a Spirit Box fan, you obviously know that they like color is a thing for them with each, you know, release that they do. And Eternal Blue like makes me feel the color blue. And I don't know how to explain it. I don't know if it's like that for you, but it's like, and maybe my brain got conditioned because of, you know, the execution of the album itself and their use of the color blue, but that song feels like blue when I hear it. Is that weird?
No, because it's a very sad song.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a very sad song. I went through a friend breakup and I like listened to this song and I was like, oh no, oh no, it's the song. Yeah, sad man. Sad stuff. Yeah, we're not getting that deep today, actually. We're not doing that. But yeah, Eternal Blue, yo!
Eternal Blue. We've got the one seed Eternal Blue in the Final Four and the three seed Trustfall. And now we're going to move to the other side of the bracket. And I think we'll end with the singles. Let's do the EPs next. This is where I screwed up on the seeding. So I've got the one seed is Rotoscope, and I'm realizing now that I should have made Jaded the one seed because that's the one that actually got nominated for a Grammy. But part of me feels like, here's my reasoning. Even though like Jaded's the one that got the Grammy nomination, Rotoscope feels like the one seed to Spirit Box fans. Like maybe it's not like that to like the general audience, but I feel like Rotoscope is the one seed here. So I've got Rotoscope against the number 8 seed, Too Close, Too Late. I've got 4 seed Hysteria against 5 seed Angel Eyes, 3 seed Cellar Door against 6 seed Ultraviolet, and 2 seed Jaded against 7 seed Sew Me Up. So these are all songs from the two EPs, the Rotoscope EP and The Fear of Fear. So I picked Rotoscope over Too Close, Too Late. That was really easy. I picked Hysteria over Angel Eyes because I freaking love Hysteria. It's another song like The Summit that I never hear people talk about, but I feel like it's overshadowed because it's on the Rotoscope EP and that song kind of like is the one that everybody thinks about for that. But Hysteria is so good. Then I picked an upset, Ultraviolet over Cellar Door. I expect that to be controversial for Spirit Box fans because Cellar Door is like arguably the heaviest song they've ever done. And that song fucking goes, but Ultraviolet, I'm going to be talking about a little bit more as we go, but that one has to advance for me. And then I picked Jaded over Sew Me Up. What do you have, Nadia?
Okay, so Rotoscope actually was my top song last year. Yeah. That was my number one song out of all of the 100 from Spotify, despite Spirit Box not being my number one artist. But I did choose Too Close, Too Late.
Whoa!
For this one. I know. Whoa! And you know how much I love that song. So I love both of those songs equally. It's very difficult for me. I think that you're right. Rotoscope is like quintessential spirit box. Like, it's just electronic enough where you're like, oh, they've got like some synthy vibes, but also it's like definitely still kind of a hard rock track. Like, I think it is a really good entry level track. But Too Close, Too Late is like one of my top spirit box songs ever.
That's fascinating.
That song came out, and actually we talked about this when the EP came out, and I said, yo, this is like my song, and you were like, eh, I don't really get it. And I said it was about being an eldest daughter. And so anyway, this leads me to doing my spirit box research today, because I do. Courtney's the oldest of six, just like me. Shout out, Courts. Wow. Eldest daughter.
That's crazy.
So yeah, wild stuff. So yeah, I feel that. And I feel you, Courtney, if you ever listen.
Oh, she's listening.
I hope so, because she's going to be our bestie someday.
Courtney, no other podcast is doing a spirit box bracket. So
that's correct. And in. I want them to know that. Between Hysteria and Angel Eyes, I went with Hysteria 2. I wasn't shocked by that. That was actually also very easy for me. I don't think there's anything wrong with Angel Eyes. I actually like Spirit Box at their heavier side. But Hysteria is just such a good track. Another one that I listen to all the time. Cellar Door and Ultraviolet. You went with Ultraviolet. I went with Cellar Door.
Ooh.
I know.
Okay.
I know. And I knew that you were going to go with Ultraviolet, which is why I kind of thought it was interesting you put it against Cellar Door, because I knew that was going to be an easy pick for you.
It was. Yeah. Well, it was tough. It's tough. I mean, Cellar Door is a really great song. Like,
I know.
I didn't make these easy for myself intentionally. You know, I wanted
It doesn't seem like you did, but also it seems like you definitely made them hard for me. I'm going to hold that against you. For one week, one set of five business.
That doesn't
days.
Surprise me.
And then Jaded and Sew Me Up. I went with Jaded, even though I love Sew Me Up. That single came out, Jaded came out, and I was like, oh my God, wait, what? Like, this is, even though The Void came out first, like, I The Void is fine. Jaded came out, and I said, this EP is going to actually change my life.
Yeah. I mean, there's a world in which Sew Me Up falls under a different matchup and advances probably for both of us, but Jade is just too good to not make it. Okay, so for the second round, I've got Rotoscope and Hysteria, and I picked the upset. Hysteria advances over Rotoscope. It's my favorite song on that EP. It's one of my favorite Spirit Box songs, and I'll actually talk a little bit more about that coming up here soon. And then I picked Ultraviolet, another upset. Ultraviolet over Jaded. So we've got the 6-seed Ultraviolet against the 4-seed Hysteria in the final four, or not the final four, in the Elite Eight, matching up to wind up the EP's quadrant. And then, honestly, Nadia, this was the hardest matchup for me. Ultraviolet versus Hysteria was the single hardest thing that I had to figure out on this. And at the end of the day, I had to go Ultraviolet. Ultraviolet is the best song in The Fear of Fear. It's the closing track. It is quintessential Spirit Box. It's literally like all of the things that they do well, like all culminating in one single moment, in one single song. And as much as I love Hysteria, I had to advance Ultraviolet. It hurt my heart not to have both of these in the final four, but Ultraviolet advances out of the EP's quadrant for me.
You're going to be, I think you're going to be shocked.
I'm prepared to be shocked.
It's going to rock your socks off. So we have Too Close, Too Late against Hysteria. I went with Too Close, Too Late. You knew that was going to happen based on what I just said. Even though, again, Hysteria, there's nothing wrong with you, baby. And then we have Cellar Door and Jaded, and I went with Cellar Door.
Wow.
And then in between Too Close, Too Late and Cellar Door, I picked Cellar Door.
So that's fascinating, because it's basically their heaviest song against the opposite of that. So you went with Cellar Door over Too Close,
Isn't
Too Late
shocking?
After you just explained all that. Yeah, it's shocking.
I know.
So tell me how that went down.
Because I've been listening to Cellar Door like the most lately. I think it's just been kind of fresh in my mind. Rips, man. Close the loophole, you know?
It does. Right? I mean, that breakdown, when the breakdown hits in that song, my body like can't, like I lose, I don't know how to explain it, but I have my, my spirit leaves my body or something. I don't know how to like articulately say it, but that is a thing about Cellar Door. Like, it is a bone crusher.
Yeah, man. So perhaps your spirit leaves the box. One would say. We made a spirit box pun.
Good one.
Yeah, not my best. Yeah, I don't know, Cellar Door, man. It's just so good. I've had a headache for like 3 days, so that's one of the ones that I didn't listen to in the preparation for this.
Yeah, good idea.
But yeah, wow. I mean, when I think about it, I get like so excited. Is that so stupid?
No, I'm the same way. So you were right. I set you up with the Rotobox, or sorry, the Rotoscope Close Too Late matchup.
Yes, you did, and you're mean.
And after you gave the explanation, I'm shocked that Cellar Door made it. But you've got Cellar Door, Eternal Blue, Trustfall in the final four. I've got Ultraviolet, Eternal Blue, Trustfall. And now here's this one. I have no idea what to expect from either one of us, but it's the singles. These are the hits. These are the big ones, all right? So we've got the number one seed, obviously. And if there was a number one seed of this entire tournament, it's Holy Roller, without a doubt, going up against number eight seed Shivering. So you're like, wait a minute, that's not actually a Spirit Box song. It's that, what is it, Elysium or whatever that...
I think it's called Elenium.
Right? Elenium.
I can't remember now.
Yeah. It's a track they're featured on. And the reason it made the cut is because like there just wasn't... I would have had to pull Constance over, but then there wouldn't have been enough songs in the Eternal Blue Quadrant. So Shivering made the cut, going up against Holy Roller. Then I've got four seed Circle with me against five seed Rule of Nines. I expect there might be some Spirit Box fans that are not pleased with the Rule of Nines seeding, but, you know, fight me. Number three, Secret Garden against number six, Hurt With You, and two seed Blessed Be against seven seed The Void. So I've got Holy Roller advancing. That was a no-brainer. I've got Circle with Me over Rule of Nines because that song, like, I get that Rule of Nines is like a really special song for Spirit Box fans, and I don't dislike it. I just don't get it to the degree that I think a lot of their fans are sort of obsessed with that song. So I'm open to being wrong. I know I'm probably in the, you know, not as popular portion of the camp with that, but Circle With Me is a really great song. It's just quintessential Spirit Box. Then I've got Secret Garden over Hurt You. Secret Garden is an underrated great song by Spirit Box. Like, it is, you know, Mike Stringer is like one of the best guitar players on the planet, and all you have to do is listen to that song and you're like, oh, I didn't know humans could play a guitar like that. It's so good. And then finally, I've got Blessed Be over The Void. That was really easy. I don't like The Void. I don't know if that's an unpopular opinion either, but that song just never really clicked for me. So it was pretty easy to advance Blessed Be. What about you, Nadia?
Alrighty. So we did the same thing. We did Holy Roller. I heard Shivering for the first time today because of this. Why are we dubstepping?
I don't know.
Is my question.
It happens.
So obviously Holy Roller wins. I just feel like that's kind of a nothing matchup. Not because of you, just kind of in general. I don't know.
Yeah, it had to happen.
I kind of feel like I would have put, like, if we're thinking about, I guess they're not really single. It's not really a single. If we're thinking about like features, I would have put the Vanished Canvas one that they did with Era. But that's just Courtney. It's not really Spirit Box, so maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So with Circle of Me and Rule of Nines, I went with Rule of Nines.
I knew you would.
All right. I don't know why.
I think most people would do that.
To me. I don't know why you keep doing this to me. Circle with Me was my first Spirit Box song, I think, now that I'm running things back.
It's such an easy entry point. Like, it's just, eases you right into everything that they do well.
But Rule of Nines is like Sun Killer Senior. You know what I mean? It's got like that kind of soft, like, we're bringing you in, but then we're going to push you out real fast. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to go for it. You're going to go for a spin. Between Secret Garden and Hurt You, I put Secret Garden. Hurt You doesn't really do much for me. The video freaks me out. I literally hate that music video. But Secret Garden is like one of the most beautiful songs that I've ever heard in my life. I think about that one often. It's a girl thing, dude. You know, it's a girl thing. And then Blessed Be in the Void. And this was hard. Blessed Be in the Void
was
hard.
Why was this hard? Yeah, you texted me this one. Tell me why this was a hard matchup.
Hard. Because I like The Void. If you don't.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I love The Void. It grew on me. So I didn't really like it as much as at first. I don't know. It was just like,
it's not like The Void sucks. It's a fine song, but Blessed Be is like,
none of them suck, except for
really good. Yeah. Okay. So you've got, we basically got the same except for Rule of Nines and I have Circle With Me.
Well, not really. Because you put Blessed Be and I put The Void.
Oh, you went with The Void.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know. I know. I know. I don't know what I was thinking. I don't know what I was thinking when I did any of this. That's why it took me so long.
Okay. Wow. All right. So we, now it's happening. Now we've got our, this makes it better. Okay. So second round, Holy Roller versus Circle With Me. I love Circle With Me. It's a great song, but I mean, come on. Holy Roller advances. And then Secret Garden versus Blessed Be. This is another tough one. It's kind of like the Hysteria Ultraviolet matchup, but I had to go with Blessed Be. And the reason I had to go with Blessed Be is because in the matchup between Holy Roller and Blessed Be, I chose Blessed Be. I fucking love that song. And there's no, and it's probably my Too Close, Too Late. Blessed Be is the song that the first time I heard it, I was like, oh, what she's saying feels like she saw my soul, she saw my pain, and then she wrote a song about it. Like, that's how I feel when I listen to Blessed Be. It's that personal to me. It's that, like, on the nose about just myself and the things that I feel and you know, the challenges that I face internally. And so I know, look, I love Holy Roller as much as the next person, but Blessed Be is just that personal of a song to me that I had to advance to the final four. What about you?
And I feel that about Blessed Be. I do. But the Call of the Void, you know, it's there. So we have Holy Roller versus Rule. Can you guys hear the rain? It is raining so hard over here. I hope that doesn't cut into anything. Holy Roller versus Rule of Nines. I went with Rule of Nines. And
whoa!
I feel like that's kind of I know you're not shocked. You're pretending to be, but you're not. Holy Roller and Rule of Nines, I feel like is kind of a good match. Like, I feel like they kind of, I don't know, they kind of are on the same vibe.
It's a good matchup. Look, I kind of saw this coming.
Yeah, of course
you did. I didn't want to like fully believe it, but I was like, I see a path for Rule of Nines here for Nadia.
Yeah, you do.
And now it's going on a run, and I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah, you do. And so then we have Secret Garden versus The Void. And unfortunately for you, I picked The Void. I think I,
that's unbelievable.
I think stop it right now. I think the new songs, I will. Bye. I think the new songs just like really stuck with me. I love all of those new tracks. I don't know where they can go from here. Cause that EP was so good. What are you going to do a better album than that EP? How?
The EP is great. The Void is the, not the best song on the EP.
No,
but
think
now
it's Angelized is the weak link.
I'm ready for anything now, Nadia. So tell me what happens.
So between Rule of Nines and The Void, can we say it together? 3, 2, 1,
Rule of Nines. Yeah.
You didn't say it together, but yeah.
I was worried you were going to try to get cute.
No, okay. I'm not crazy. Yeah, Rule of Nines is obviously the choice there. I don't know how any of this has happened. I'm going to tell you, I blacked out when I was filling this out. I printed out multiple copies and I forced myself to not use any of them because I said, I'm going to write it down and I'm going to write it down and we're going to be done.
Nadia was like,
because I agonized.
She had like yarn up on the board and was like,
I did.
The whole, like,
okay.
Crazy.
The definition of locked in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, for as similar as we were on the right side of the bracket, we went haywire on the left side. Like I said, I saw a path for Rule of Nines for you, and I thought, I was like, I wonder if she's going to do it, but I didn't fully let myself go there. And then you did it. So you've got Rule of Nines against Cellar Door on the left side, Eternal Blue versus Trustfall on the right side. So I've got Blessed Be versus Ultraviolet and Eternal Blue versus Trustfall as the final four. So first up, Blessed Be, after everything I just said about it. I mean, this matchup sucks. Like, this matchup hurts me because, there's another one, another Spirit Box joke. It's like, how do you pick? And ultimately, I had to pick Ultraviolet. I talked a little bit about it earlier. Blessed Be is a great track, and I love it just personally. But Ultraviolet is like on another level musically, just in terms of what they're capable of creating. And so for that reason alone, it had to advance. And then it was pretty easy to pick Eternal Blue over Trustfall. So I ended up with Ultraviolet versus Eternal Blue for my championship match. What do you have?
Okay, so Rule of Nines goes up against Cellar Door. I pick Cellar Door. Okay.
Whoa!
I do. I do pick Cellar Door. And then Eternal Blue goes against Trustfall, and we all know it's going to be Eternal Blue. So okay. Cellar Door, the heaviest... I mean, arguably the heaviest, I guess Angel Eyes is pretty heavy, Spirit Box song against Eternal Blue, which is like the second not heaviest Spirit Box song, which is wild. And when I wrote these two things down, when I wrote those four words down, the reason it took me an hour and a half is because I looked at the two songs for like 10 minutes, not doing anything. Jeremiah had gotten home from a function and I was sitting there. He left for the function. I was starting. He came back from the function. I was staring at Cellar Door and Eternal Blue.
So we've got That's a chance here that we could both have the same champion. After all of the dissent and disagreement, we could end up with the exact same champion song. But I've got a feeling we're not. That's not going
no,
to
No, we're not.
Because my pick for the best Spirit Box song in this bracket is Ultraviolet. I love Eternal Blue, but Ultraviolet is the best Spirit Box song. And interestingly enough, Ultraviolet versus Blessed Be was the actual championship match for me. Like, it's just because of the way this bracket is constructed, it has to face Eternal Blue to win. But Ultravox and Blessed Be are my two favorite. And before that, Hysteria, I think, is my third favorite Spirit Box song. So Ultraviolet had to go through my second and third to get to the championship match. And honestly, it was so easy to pick Ultraviolet over Eternal Blue. What'd you do?
I chose Eternal Blue.
Wow.
Yep.
I didn't see that coming, Nadia.
I know
That's
you didn't.
Amazing.
I know you didn't.
Okay.
Listen.
So
I aim to please, but I also aim to confuse.
Yeah.
So I know that I wouldn't have pleased you if I picked Cellar Door, and I know that I have confused you by choosing Eternal Blue. Have you watched The Princess Bride? I feel like the guy who drank the wine with the iocane powder. Never go up against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
There you go.
Never go up against Eternal Blue when Cellar Door is on the line. Or is that? No, the other way around.
Wow.
No, we love Eternal Blue. Okay, we do.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just like one of those tracks, man. It just is. It's just one of those tracks. It hits hard every time for the same reason every time. And it's like every time is like being hurt for the first time again.
So,
but in a good cathartic way.
I think you made the right choice between those two, but I was so shocked by how far Cellar Door was going on your bracket that I was like prepared for you to say Cellar Door. Before we started, I asked us both to, in our minds, pick which song we thought the other would pick as the champion. And for whatever reason, I had Blessed Be in my mind and didn't even make it past the first round for you. It got defeated. It got knocked off in round one. And I'm guessing you thought Ultraviolet was going to win for me. Is that right?
So can I tell you that I actually have, I can never pick just one thing. I do have a slash, and it's literally Ultraviolet / Blessed Be for you. And I wasn't,
you know me
I honestly
so well.
Wasn't 100%. I know I do. It's not like we talk about this band every day. Not at all like that.
Well, good call. I, for some reason, thought that you, I mean, I, well, one, the thing I've learned the most is how strongly you feel about The Void. I didn't know, Nadia. And let's say that The Void, well, they would have had to face off eventually. Was there ever a path for Blessed Be to go anywhere for you in this? Do you not like that song?
No, I'm obsessed with Blessed Be. It's another girl thing, man. I think if... I don't know. It would have had to go up against something that was very easy for me. So it would have had to go up against Hurt You or Shivering or Angel Eyes. Like one of those kind of random ones for me to go with it, if I'm being honest. I mean, there's no cut and dry case for it. But I think, I don't know, that EP just like really hit me in the feels. So...
Yeah. Well, this was fun. This was a whole lot of fun. And again, I encourage everyone, if you're listening, if you enjoyed this at all, if you've stuck with us this long, then you probably need to go to itsalldead.com. You can get the bracket there. You can fill out your own. We would love to see how other people felt about this. So find us on Twitter, at itsalldead, Facebook, or leave a note in the comments and tell us how your bracket went. But thanks for going along with us on this fun ride. Now we got to do the Fueled by Ramen bracket, I guess. I better get to work on that and not Obviously. Do it at like 11 p.m. the night before we're going to record the podcast. Yeah, this was great. Nadia, thank you. This is a blast.
I felt like this was eye-opening.
Yeah, we got a lot to think about now. okay, that's it. Thanks for listening to Long Live the Music. Hope to see you soon. We'll be back in 2 weeks with a new episode. Until then, I'm Kyle Hawk, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks for listening to Long Live the Music. If you like our show, come find us on Twitter and Facebook @It's All Dead. And of course, come visit our website, itsalldead.com.